Room number two leads us to a selection of pieces which illustrate life in Ulia during the Roman Empire. At that moment, the territory corresponding to the Roman town of Ulia would be formed by farming land, growing mainly cereal and olive, being the latter of great importance given that the olive oil of this area was considered as the best in the whole empire. This farming landscape would be stocked by a number of scattered farming houses known by the Romans as villae, that is to say, villas. These dwellings were structured in different buildings having to do with domestic affairs, which were destined as homes and bedchambers of the landowners belonging to higher social classes. Next to them were found some buildings having to do with productive matters such as workshops, warehouses, silos, or olive mills, as can be seen in the miniature located right in the center of the room. Some other kind of less important building structures next to this mentioned before would serve as dwellings for the servants and the villa workers, some of them being slaves. Near Montemayor, in the north part of the area, we are certain about the existence of one of these villas, specifically in the spot known as La Zargadilla. During the farming works carried out by the people along the years, lots of remains have been recovered as proof of the presence of these people around the place. Some of these are classified as pottery, some parts of mosaics, and a combination of sculptures which can be beheld in this room. In the glass cabinet, there can be observed a series of household elements. Being this environment where Roman women usually were relegated, these women were the ones who truly bore the weight of the daily family life, considering that the Roman society was an example of a severe, oppressive, or repressive patriarchal system. Having a look at the one side in this room, you can contemplate the recreation of a columbarium. This funerary structure was sometimes used as a family pantheon by means of leaving the ashes of the deceased in the inner part of the niches. Just to conclude with the visit of our room number two, we should have a look at the chest full of coins, being some of these of Punic, Iberian, and Roman origin, covering a time lapse of more than 8 centuries. The most outstanding piece among all of these is the one which was minted in the very same town of Ulia.